The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. Be sure to pink out on today's podcast, as it's all about the flamboyant flamingo. And just in case this is my final podcast, I'll be sure to make a last stand out of it. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. Flamingos are a species of rosy pink birds that are mostly known for their peculiar posture of standing on one leg at a time. No, they're not pretending to be an odd pink bush. They're actually saving energy for when the time calls for it, like in the presence of a predator, such as a leopard or an eagle. Then they can leg it, or wing it, whichever suits best. Also, did you know that flamingos can run at a flaming hot speed of 35 miles per hour? No wonder they have go in their names. In Spanish, the word flamingo stands for flame-covered, which certainly fits their vibrant appearance. But did you know that flamingos don't start off perfectly pink? Instead, they're born as a gloomy grey. Talk about an ugly duckling. But how do flamingos achieve such bright and enlightenment? Well, have you ever heard of the phrase, you are what you eat? Well, think of that phrase instead of being a metaphor, actually being literal. Flamingos tend to dine on algae, shrimps and brine fly larvae, all of which have a red-orange pigments found within them. And since flamingos can gobble down a buffet of these per day, the pigments absorbed through their liver are then transferred to their feathers, which eventually results in the pretty pink plumage that you see today. And if that isn't topsy-turvy enough for you, just wait until you see how these big birds eat their meals. You guessed it, they eat it upside down. Flamingos have 19 bones in their neck, which makes the flamingo one flexible fowl. They'll stretch their necks to the bottom of the ponds and lakes where their food resides, before scooping up a mouthful of water in their beaks. Then, special plates found within the flamingo's beak, known as lamella, to filter out any leftover water, leaving only a mouthful of water behind. Also, some of the very ponds that flamingos live in can be up to 150 degrees, hot enough to fry anybody unfortunate or stupid enough to step foot in a lethal lava-like lagoon. However, flamingos are no prickly customers. They somehow adapt to the boiling hot broth that is their home. Well, I suppose there is a huge difference between flamingos and turkeys, that's for sure. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it! So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later!